मज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं नम ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Canto 5, Chapter 24, the subterranean heavenly planets. Subterranean heavenly planets. So we are reading from text 1 to text 8. So because it's not a verse, it's a prose, I'm just going to read this. अधस्तात् सवितुर्योजनायुते दिस् इस् श्रीशुक उवाच स्वर्भानुर्नक्षत्रवच्चरतीत्येके योऽसाव असौ अमरत्वं ग्रहत्वं च अलभत भगवदनुकम्पया स्वयं असुरापसदः संहिकेयो यतरहस्तस्य तातजन्मकर्माणि चोपरिष्टाद्वक्ष्यामः ट्रान्स्लेशन् Shri Sukadeva Goswami said, My dear king, some historians, the speakers of Puranas, say that 10,000 yojanas below the sun is the planet known as Rahu, which moves like one of the stars. The presiding deity of that planet, who is the son of Simhika, is the most abominable of all asuras. But although he is completely unfit to assume the position of a demigod or planetary deity, he has achieved that position by the grace of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Later I shall speak further about him. Just one comment, like by grace of Vishnu, even sometimes unqualified gets the qualification. Like we know that Rupa Goswami, when the Yavan king was asking about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whether he is God, Rupa Goswami said, you are representative of God, you should know. That means although he is Yavan, Rupa Goswami is acknowledging that he has assumed king's position because of Vishnu's grace. So anyone who assumes a position of minister, or even he may not be a very good ruler, but at least for time being he is representing Vishnu and therefore should abide by the laws of Vishnu. Then the next one, I am just reading translation. The sun globe, which is the source of heat, extends for 10,000 yojanas. The moon extends for 20,000 yojanas. And Rahu extends for 30,000 yojanas. Formerly, when nectar was being distributed, Rahu tried to create dissension between sun and moon by interposing himself between them. Rahu is inimical toward both sun and moon, and therefore he always tries to cover the sunshine and moonshine on a dark moon day and full moon night. On Amavasya there is solar eclipse, and on Purnima, whenever lunar eclipse happens, it happens on Purnima or the full moon day. As stated herein, the sun extends 10,000 yojanas and moon extends for twice. The word Dvadasha should be understood to mean twice as much as 10 or 20. In the opinion of Vijayadvaja, the Rahu should be twice that of moon, or 40,000 yojanas. However, to reconcile this apparent contradiction to text of Bhagavatam, Vijayadvaja Tirtha cites the following quotation concerning Rahu. Rahu soma ravi naam tu mandala dvi gunotitam. This means that Rahu is twice as large as moon, which is twice as large as the sun. This is the conclusion of commentator Vijayadvaja. I'm not very conversant with astrology, but there is, in the Kundali, there is, if Rahu and other influences are there, it is considered that Shani, I guess. So if their influence is there, then it is considered that something inauspicious is going to happen for that period of time. But for a devotee, anuchitam uchitam va karma koyam vibhago. Bhagavati yadi rastam bhakti ananda sandra. That means, for a devotee, there is nothing inauspicious or auspicious. When was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu born? On the day of lunar eclipse. Right? Akalanka Gaura Chandra Dilo Darshan Sakalanka Chandrayara Kona Prayojan Etajani Rahu Kaila Chandrayara Grahan Hari Krishna Krishna Name Bhase Tribhuvan. So, Mahaprabhu was born on apparently inauspicious time of lunar eclipse. That became the highest auspicious time for the... So even any situation also, like Arishtasura came and he created havoc and Krishna killed him, and the hoof print of Arishtasura was converted into what? Radhakund. So it began with footprint of Asura. And it became the most auspicious Tirtha in the entire creation, material and spiritual worlds. So Rupa Goswami mentions in Padyavali that Kirati Visha Mahindra Sandra Miyusha Sandra Piyusha Mindu Dvayamapisa Mahesho Nirvishesham Vibharati, that the snake is emanating poison and moon is emanating nectar, but Lord Shiva is holding both of them very near to him. Neck wrapped around his neck, snake wrapped around his neck, and crescent of moon on his jata. Although one is emanating poison, another is emanating nectar, but it doesn't matter because he is devotee of Krishna. So whether poison or nectar, it is all service. One time Srila Prabhupada was undergoing lot of troubles from different temple issues. Like I think Juhu issue was also going on and other issues were also going on. And he was kind of, it looked like Prabhupada was in distress. So some disciples approached him and they said that, Prabhupada, it must be so much trouble for you, right? Managing so many issues of so many temples. So Prabhupada said, trouble? What trouble? I just see it as service to my guru. He says. So although he was in so much distress, he said that it is service to guru. Although any situation also, like Yudhishthira Maharaj was sent to for exile for 12 years along with Pandavas and Draupadi. So he took the opportunity to serve the sadhus. He said that anyway, when I was Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagwan ki jai. So anyways, when I am in kingdom, I don't have time to so closely associate with sadhus. Now I can nicely meet them and take their association and all that. So like Prabhupada also, he heard that they were arresting devotees for book distribution and chanting. So Prabhupada said, all right, you can chant in the prison, like that, Prabhupada said. So, even Haridas Thakur, when he met the prisoners became so happy to see Haridas Thakur. And they said, please give us benediction. So Haridas Thakur said, I give you benediction that you will remain in this state forever. May you remain in this state forever. So prisoners were bewildered. They said, this state? I mean, we are imprisoned. I mean, is it a benediction or a curse? Like, so Haridas Thakur said, no, right now you are in the most helpless situation, and because of which you are able to chant Hare Krishna intensely. Therefore, this is the most auspicious situation for you. So, coming back to astrological calculation, whatever it may be, there is one doha by Tulsidas which says that one who is a devotee of Ram, for him all planets are favorable for him. Guru is favorable, sun is favorable, Rahu is favorable, Shani will not cast Vakra Drushti upon him. Like that. So all planets are favorable. Then third verse, after hearing from sun and moon demigods about Rahu's attack, the personality of Godhead Vishnu engages his disc known as Sudarshan Chakra to protect them. Sudarshan Chakra is the Lord's most beloved devotee and is favored by the Lord. The intense heat of effulgence meant for killing non-Vaishnavas is unbearable to Rahu, and he therefore flees in fear of it. During the time Rahu disturbs the sun and moon, there occurs what people commonly known as eclipse. This is the subtle understanding of what gross phenomena of eclipse is. So, so it is mentioned that when Mohiri Murti was distributing nectar, then this Rahu, he joined the demigods party in disguise. So sun and moon pointed at him, telling that this is not, this is, almost he had drunk nectar up to this, to the throat. And before that, Mohini Murti with Sudarshan cut his throat, and his head was separated, and body, the, what is it called? Torso was separated. So the torso is called Ketu and the head is called Rahu. And it remained immortal because of drinking the nectar of that, during that. And now, because of his rage towards sun and moon, there are eclipses. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu is always the protector of his devotees, who is known as, who are also known as demigods. He is protecting devatas here with his Sudarshan Chakra. The controlling demigods are most obedient to Lord Vishnu. Vishnu Bhakta Sura Prokta Asura Stad Viparya. Although they also want material sense enjoyment, still they are devotees, like they are Mishra devotees. Some of them are pure devotees also. And that is why they are called demigods or almost godly. Although Rahu attempts to attack both the sun and moon, they are protected by Lord Vishnu, being very afraid of Lord Vishnu's chakra. Rahu cannot stay in front of sun and moon for more than a muhurta. So therefore the eclipses last not more than 48 minutes. The phenomenon that occurs when Rahu blocks the light of the sun or moon is called eclipse. The attempt of scientists of this earth to go to moon is as demoniac as Rahu's attack. Of course, their attempts will be failures because no one can enter the moon or sun so easily. That means without pious credits. Like the attack of Rahu, such attempts will certainly be failures. So let's talk a little bit about this. What about so many attempts of Chandrayaan and like people trying to go to moon since 1969? So, or 68 it is, I don't remember. So, Prabhupada's take, Srila Prabhupada's take on this was, he goes gradually. First of all, he says, you cannot go. You are cheating. It's a hoax. It's a conspiracy. That is first. Then he said, even if you had gone, still you cannot actually see or experience the moon planet. In Prabhupada's words, cow-eating slaughterers cannot experience moon planet. For that you require pious credits. Only with pious credits you can access the subtler reality. Forget about spiritual reality. Even the subtle reality cannot be accessed without pious credits. So that is second. Even if you have gone there, the demigods will not allow you to experience moon planet in a real way. And you won't be able to see the real atmosphere of moon with your impious senses, impure senses. That is, and finally Prabhupada mentions that what is this attempt of going to moon? Raising one's body to the higher elevation and without even trying to raise one's consciousness. We care about those who attempt to raise their consciousness rather than those who attempt to raise this material body to somewhere, from place A to place B. That doesn't count in our priority list. That is the last what Prabhupada mentions, that it is more important to raise one's consciousness than raise one's body to somewhere else. Okay. Prabhupada one time compares it with Ravana's attempt to build a staircase to heavenly planets. Based on his mystic power, he wanted to build a staircase so that even impious can go to heavens. So Prabhupada mentions this attempt is very similar to that. I was recently hearing one class in which Prabhupada mentions that what is this business going to moon and collecting, clicking some photographs of desert and getting back some pebbles? I mean, what is this a fruitful attempt? Like, you don't find shelter there, therefore you come back. So this is another way of exploiting money, Prabhupada mentions, and without any use. No spiritual elevation, no permanent material elevation also. So then Prabhupada mentions, beneath Vidyadhar, below Rahu by 10,000 yojanas are the planets known as Siddha Loka, Charana Loka and Vidyadhara Loka. It is said that residents of Siddha Loka, being naturally endowed with powers of yogis, can go from one planet to another by their natural mystic powers without using airplanes or similar machines. Then beneath Vidyadhara Loka, Charana Loka and Siddha Loka, in the sky called Antariksha, are the places for enjoyment for Yakshas, Rakshasas, Pishachas, Ghosts and so on. Antariksha extends as far as the wind blows and the clouds float in the sky. Above this there is no more air. So this information we can have from Bhagavatam, because the subtle entities like ghosts and pishachas and rakshasas are not usually visible. Below the abodes of yakshas and rakshasas, by the distance of 100 yojanas, is the planet Earth, where we are right now. Its upper limits extend as high as swans, hawks, eagles, and similarly large birds can fly. So earthly planet is defined from Earth to as high as the swans and eagles and high flying birds can fly, hawks. That much is called Earth. Earth is not just Bhumi, but up to the layer where eagles can fly, that entire thing is Earth. My dear king, beneath this earth are seven other planets known as Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala and Patala. I have already explained the situation of planetary systems of Earth. The width and length of seven lower planetary systems are calculated to be exactly the same as those of Earth. So these are like Sapta Patal. Okay. In these seven planetary systems, which are also known as subterranean heavens, there are all very beautiful houses, gardens, places for sense enjoyment, which are even more opulent than those of higher planets, because the demons have a very high standard of sensual pleasure, wealth and influence. Most of the residents of these planets, who are known as Daityas, Danavas and Nagas, live as householders. Their wives, children, friends and society are fully engaged in illusory material happiness. The sense happiness of demigods is sometimes disturbed, but the residents of these planets enjoy life without disturbances. Thus, they are understood to be very attached to illusory happiness. So, is it a benediction that they enjoy pleasures more than heavenly planets, planetary residents do? No. Because continuous illusory pleasure means continuous misery also. There is no check and balance of understanding that this material world is temporary because of this continuous happiness, of so-called happiness. means continuous illusion basically. Prabhupada writes in the purport, according to the statements of Prahlad Maharaj, material enjoyment is maya sukha, illusory enjoyment. A Vaishnava is full of anxieties for the deliverance of all living entities from such false enjoyment. Not only Vaishnava himself is not attached to material happiness, he is anxious to deliver those who are engrossed in material happiness. Prahlad Maharaj says, Maya sukhaya bharamudvahato vimudhan. These fools are engaged in material happiness, which is surely temporary. Whether in the heavenly planets, the lower planets, or earthly planets, people are engrossed in temporary material happiness, forgetting that in due course of time they have to change their bodies according to material laws and suffer the repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. Not caring what will happen in the next birth, gross materialists are simply busy enjoying during the present short span of life. A Vaishnava is always anxious to give all such bewildered materialists the real happiness of spiritual bliss. That means they are running a huge risk, because Vaishnavas understand that this human body one has attained after going through many many species of life, Brahmande, and on top of that, when a manushya gets opportunity to perform devotional service, it is even more rare. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Bij. And this Narottam Das Thakur cautions that Samsara Svapana Mano Vishaya Vipatti Jano Naratanu Bhajanera Mool. Understand this Samsara to be like a dream. Why? Because nothing is stable. Like dream is gives experience, let's say for 2 hours, 3 hours. But as soon as one wakes up, that is no longer a reality. So similarly, this material world, the pleasures and sufferings, and the post and position is like a dream. Narottam Das Thakur mentions, Raja Raje Rajya Pata Jena Natu Yara Nata Dekhite Dekhite Kichu Naya. हे नो माया करे जई परमेश्वर सेई तारे मन सदा करो भय. Narottam Das Thakur says, even if somebody is a king, nowadays hardly there is anyone who is a king. But even if somebody is a king, and his kingdom is like a jeno natu yara nat, it's just like a drama of an actor. It's worse than that. Why? Because a drama artist knows that he is doing drama. But this king thinks that I am really a king. So it's worse. Dekhite dekhite kichu nahi. That means while you are seeing in front of your eyes, everything will be destroyed. Just like this applies to us also. Like remember when we were in school. Like those days are over, gone. Never to come back again. Like almost like a dream. Like, right? Like all our childhood or probably youth, I mean, in front of our eyes it is going away. And therefore, heno maya kare jai. This is what maya is doing to us. Parameshwara sei. Why maya is called Parameshwar here? What is the reason? Parameshwar, Ishwara, Parama, Krishna. Krishna is Parameshwar. So Narottam Das Thakur is calling maya as Parameshwar here. Parameshwara sei. Any reason? Why is Maya called Parameshwar here? Impossible to cross over. Yes, very, very, very much correct. Because she is working under Parameshwar, so her powers are like that of Parameshwar only. Maya Dakshana Prakriti Suyate Sarcharacharam Hetuna Anena Kaunteya Jagat Viparivartate. So, because she is working directly under Krishna. Srishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Reka Chhayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Bivarti Durga Ichchanurupam Api Yasya Cha Cheshtate Sa. She is only doing the will of Krishna. So this material world is will of Krishna. Therefore she is executing it. Therefore she is called Parameshwar. Because she is executing the will of Parameshwar. Tare Mana Sada Karo Bhai. Narottam Das Thakur is Nitya Siddha devotee. He is saying that, oh mind, always be fearful of Maya. Although he is beyond Maya. Fearful not in a sense of, oh, become so fearful that we become, go in a freeze mode. Like, you know, when a mouse is fearful, he freezes and doesn't do anything. Not like that. Have a healthy fear of Maya. Because everything that she is presenting is going to remain only for some period of time. And the happiness that she is offering is also not real. Prabhupada calls it mirage happiness. Mirage happiness. The Prabhupada's he pronounces it as mirage happiness. M-I-R-A-G-E. Okay. Mirage that we are chasing after. And Prabhupada mentions, as a human being, we should not chase after mirage. It is okay if an animal chases after mirage. But if human chases after it, it is even more unworthy. So Vaishnavas are always, although they are free from Maya, they are always anxious to see the condition of living entities who are suffering in the Maya. Okay. So, and we see that throughout the history, from the beginning of creation, Vaishnavas are always anxious to deliver fallen conditioned souls like me. So, what is the proof? Like, Brahmaji is praying before creation. Kshutrutridatu bhirima muhurar dhyamana Shitoshnavata varashair itare taracha Kamagna achyutarusha Sudur Bharena Sampashyato Mana Urukramasi Dateme. Brahmaji is saying before creation that, oh Krishna, you have engaged me in the task of creation which is filled with Kshutrut Tridhatubir Murardhyamana. I have to create conditions of hunger and thirst for the living entities so that their Kapha Vata Pitta will get disturbed and they will get miseries. Apart from that, Shito Ushna Vata Varashe Itare taracha, extreme cold, extreme heat, wind or hurricane, varshai, ativrishti, what is it called, inundation, or too much rains. And if that is also not happening, itare taracha, one living entity will cause trouble to another living entity. And then if that is also not happening, one's own mind will give trouble. Kamagrina. The lust and anger are always there. Okay. If hunger, thirst are not there, then at least heat and cold are there to trouble us. If heat and cold are not there, at least our mind is always there to trouble us. The lust and anger are always there. Sampashyato mana urukrama sidhate me. Seeing that my heart becomes anxious, what will happen to them? And therefore, Brahmaji, he is not satisfied until he gives birth to Narad Muni and teaches him Bhakti Yoga to spread Bhakti Yoga all over the world. Because that is the only remedy for any material situation. So this is Brahmaji. Then let's see what happens next. When Lord Shiva, he becomes anxious to deliver people from their suffering when the poison comes out of the churning of ocean. Then it is mentioned, tapyante loka tapena sadava prayasho jana paramaradhanam tadhi purushasya akhilatmanah. Tapyante loka tapena, they become tormented by seeing the miseries of others, like devotees like Lord Shiva. This was long back. Then we have this statement by Srila Prabhupada about Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is saying, as far as I am concerned, I am not troubled by miseries because I am always absorbed in Krishna Katha. Naivo dvije paraduratya vaitaranyas ತ್ವದ್ವೀರ್ಯಗಾನಮಹಾಮೃತಪಾನಮಗ್ನ ಶೋಚೇತತೋ ವಿಮುಖಚೇತಸ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾರ್ಥಂ ಮಾಯಾ ಸುಖಾಯ ಭರಮುದ್ವಹತೋ ವಿಮೂಢಾನ್. ಬಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಟಾರ್ಮೆಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಸೀ ದ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಡೋ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ಸೊಲ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಇಫ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಪೇಷಂಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡಿಸೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ರೆಮಿಡಿ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್, ದೆನ್ ದ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನೇಟ್, ಲೈಕ್ ಯು ನೋ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೀಸ್ ದಟ್ ಓ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್ ಟು, ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಮೆಡಿಸಿನ್, ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ ಇಟ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಆಟ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜಸ್ ಏರಾ. ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಸೇಮ್ ವೇ. ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು? ಹೀ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಫೆಲ್ಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಪೇನ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಹೀ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೀಚ್ ಟು ದೆಮ್. ತ್ಯಕ್ತ್ವಾ ಸುದುಸ್ತಿಜ ಸುರೇಪ್ಸಿತ ರಾಜ್ಯಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀಂ ಧರ್ಮಿಷ್ಟ ಆರ್ಯ ವಚಸಾ ಯದಗಾದರಣ್ಯಂ ಮಾಯಾ ಮೃಗಂ ದಯಿತಯೇಪ್ಸಿತ ಮನ್ಮಧಾವದ್ ವಂದೇ ಮಹಾಪುರುಷತೇ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಂ. ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಟು ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು. ವಾಟ್ ಡಿಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಡೂ ಫಾರ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್? ಮಾಯಾ ಮೃಗಂ, ವಿ ಆರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಡಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಟಾರ್ಗೆಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಮಾಯಾದೇವಿ. ದಯಿತಂ ಇಪ್ಸಿತಂ ಅನ್ವಧಾವತ್. ಸೊ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಇಸ್ ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ಡ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಮಾಯಾ. ಟು ಸೇವ್ ದೆಮ್ ವಾಟ್ ಡಿಡ್ ಯು ನಾಟ್ ಡೂ? ತಕ್ತ್ವಾ ಸುದುಸ್ತಿಜ ಸುರೇಪ್ಸಿತ ರಾಜ್ಯಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ, ಹಿ ಗೇವ್ ಅಪ್ ಹಿಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ವೈಫ್, ಹಿಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ಮದರ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಧರ್ಮಿಷ್ಠ ಆರ್ಯ ವಚಸ ಯದ್ ಅಗಾಧ ಅರಣ್ಯಂ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ದ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್, ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಟುಕ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭುಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು? ದ ಷಡ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಡಿಡ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್. ತ್ಯಕ್ತ್ವಾ ತೂರ್ಣಮಶೇಷ ಮಂಡಲಪತಿ ಶ್ರೇಣಿ ಸದಾ ತುಚ್ಛವತ್ ಭೂತ್ವಾದೀನ ಗಣೇಶ ಕೌ ಕರುಣಯಾ ಕೌಪೀನ ಕಂಥಾಶ್ರಿತೌ ಗೋಪೀ ಭಾವ ರಸಾಮೃತಾಬ್ಧಿಲಹರಿ ಕಲ್ಲೋಲ ಮಗ್ನೌ ಮುಹುರ್ ವಂದೇ ರೂಪ ಸನಾತನೌ ರಘುಯುಗೌ ಶ್ರೀಜೀವ ಗೋಪಾಲಕೌ. ದೇ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಡಿಡ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಫುಟ್ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು. ದೇ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ತ್ಯಕ್ತ್ವಾ ತೂರ್ಣಮಶೇಷ ಮಂಡಲಪತಿ ಶ್ರೇಣಿ ಸದಾ ತುಚ್ಛವತ್. ದೇ ಗೇವ್ ಅಪ್ ದೇರ್ ಮಿನಿಸ್ಟರಿಯಲ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ಭೂತ್ವಾ ದೀನ ಗಣೇಶಗೌ ಕರುಣಯಾ ಟು ಡಿಲಿವರ್ ದ ಫಾಲನ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಕೌಪಿನ ಕಂಥಾಶ್ರಿತವ್. ದೇ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟುಕ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾಯಿನ್ ಕ್ಲಾತ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಕ್ಲಾತ್ ಟು ಕವರ್ ದೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಹೀಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕೋಲ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗೋಪಿ ಭಾವರ ಸಾಮೃತಾಬ್ಧಿ ಲಹರಿ ಕಲ್ಲೋಲ ಮಗ್ನೌ ಮುಹುರ್ ಒಂದೇ ರೂಪ ಸನಾತನೌ ರಘುಯುಗೌ ಶ್ರೀಜೀವ ಗೋಪಾಲಕೌ. ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಅಬ್ಸಾರ್ಬ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೋಪೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಓ ಐ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಮಿಸ್ಡ್ ಒನ್ ವೇರ್ ವಿದುರ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಮೈತ್ರೇಯ ಜನಸ್ಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾದ್ ವಿಮುಖಸ್ಯ ದೈವಾದ್ ಅಧರ್ಮಶೀಲಸ್ಯ ಸುದುಃಖಿತಸ್ಯ ಅನುಗ್ರಹಾಯೈವ ಚರಂತಿ ನೂನಂ ಭೂತಾನಿ ಭವ್ಯಾನಿ ಜನಾರ್ದನಸ್ಯ. 5000 ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಅಗೋ ವಿದುರ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಮೈತ್ರೇಯ ಮುನಿ ಜನಸ್ಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾದ್ ವಿಮುಖಸ್ಯ ದೈವಾತ್. ಜನಸ್ಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾದ್ ವಿಮುಖಸ್ಯ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟರ್ನ್ಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೇಸಸ್ ಅವೇ, ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಜನ. ಜನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಗೇನ್. ಜನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಜನ ಇಷ್ಯತಿ ಆಶು ವೈರಾಗ್ಯಂ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಬರ್ತ್, ಯು ನೋ. ಸೊ ಜನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಬರ್ತ್. ವೈ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಜನ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾದ್ ವಿಮುಖಸ್ಯ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ವಿಮುಖ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಒನ್ ಮೇ ಸೇ ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ದೆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ಆರ್ ದೇ ವಿಮುಖ್? ಅಧರ್ಮಶೀಲಸ್ಯ ಸುದುಃಖಿತಸ್ಯ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಅಧರ್ಮಶೀಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸುದುಃಖಿತಸ್ಯ, ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಇನ್ ಮಿಸರಿ. ಸೊ ಒನ್ ಮೇ ಸೇ ಓಕೆ ವೆರಿ ಗುಡ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಿಮುಖ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಮಿಸರೇಬಲ್, ಸೊ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಪನಿಷ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ಸೊ ದೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ನೋ ಅನುಗ್ರಹ ಏವ ಚರಂತಿ ನೂನಂ, ಬಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನೇಟ್ ಭೂತಾನಿ ಭವ್ಯಾನಿ ಜನಾರ್ದನಸ್ಯ, ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಯು ಟ್ರಾವೆಲ್ ಆಲ್ ಓವರ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಟು ಡಿಲಿವರ್ ದೆಮ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆರಿ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಮೂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೆನ್ಷನಿಂಗ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಅಂಟಿಲ್ ದ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿಲಿವರ್ಡ್ ಅ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನೆವರ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಪೀಸ್ಫುಲಿ. कृष्ण तब पुण्याह बेभाय कृष्ण तब पुण्याह बेभाय कृष्ण तब पुण्याह बेभाय. सो श्रील प्रभुपाद इज मेंशनिंग दैट ए पुण्य करीबे जबे राधारानी खुशी हबे ध्रुवती बोले तो मताय कृष्ण तब पुण्य हबे भाई कृष्ण तब पुण्य हबे भाई. सो इज मेंशनिंग दैट कृष्ण विल ओनली बी हैप्पी इफ राधारानी इज प्लीज्ड विथ यू. श्री सिद्धांत सरस्वती शचि सुत प्रियाति कृष्ण सेवाय कृष्ण सेवाय जार तुलनाय से मोहंत गुरु जगतेर मधे उरु कृष्ण भक्ति दे ठाए ठाए कृष्ण तब पुण्य हबे भाई. सो श्री सिद्धांत सरस्वती इज ग्लोरिफाइंग द मूड ऑफ श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर. शची सूत प्रिय अति ही इज वेरी डियर टू गौरांग कृष्ण सेवाय जार तुल्यनाय ही इज नॉट ही इज इनकम्पेरेबल इन कृष्ण सेवा एंड ही इज द गुरु जगतेर मधे उरु कृष्ण भक्ति दे ठाय ठाय ही इज गिविंग डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग कृष्ण भक्ति. तार इच्छा बलवान पाशा ते ठान ठान होए जाते गौरांगेर नाम होए जाते गौरांगेर नाम पृथ्वी ते नगर आदि आ समुद्र नद नदी सकले लोहे कृष्ण नाम कृष्ण तब पुण्य हबे भाई. सो दिस तार इच्छा बलवान हिज desire was to spread Krishna consciousness pashya tete thaan thaan in western world hoy jate gaurangera naam so that gauranga's name is spread all over the world where prithivite nagaradi asamudra nadanadi sakalai loye krishna naam tahatle anand hoy tabe hoy digvijay chaitanyer kripatishay माया दुष्ट जत दुखी जगते सबाई सुखी वैष्णवेर इच्छा पूर्ण हो कृष्ण तब पुण्य हबे भाई. ताहले आनंद होय तबे होय दिग्विजय व्हेन एवरीबडी इन दिस वर्ल्ड बिकम्स वैष्णवा ताहले आनंद होय ही विल बिकम हैप्पी. चैतन्यर कृपा अतिशय दिस इज द ग्रेट बेनेडिक्शन ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु. माया दुष्ट जत दुखी because of maya everybody is suffering jagate sabai sukhi when they become happy by taking to krishna consciousness vaishnava ichha purna hoy his desire is completely fulfilled and then he prays that I am not qualified if krishna gives me kripa then I can fulfill the order of my spiritual master like that. So Shripad Ramanujacharya, he mentions that following the orders of Guru and Vaishnava is not upay, it is upeya. That means following the orders of Guru and Vaishnavas is not something by which we get something. It is something for which we do everything. Does it make sense? To follow the Now, Prabhupada is asking Krishna's favor so that he can fulfill his Guru's order. So, that is exactly our Vaishnava philosophy is. Like Vaishnava Seva or Guru Seva is not upay, it is upeya. Upeya is something we are targeting to achieve. Like sometimes it is mentioned, yeah, that is true that by performing Vaishnava Seva one get Harinam Ruchi, Shushrusho Shraddha Dhanasya, वासुदेव कथा रुचि स्यान महत सेवाया विपरा पुण्य तीर्थ निषेवण दैट विल ऑटोमेटिकली हैपन बट वाइल सर्विंग गुरु एंड वैष्णव वन शुड नॉट थिंक दैट ओ बाय सर्विंग हिम आई विल गेट नाम रुचि देयरफॉर आई एम सर्विंग हिम रादर वन शुड थिंक दैट ओ आई गॉट टू सर्व गुरु एंड वैष्णव बिकॉज आई माइट हैव चैंटेड प्रॉपरली इट इज द अदर वे अराउंड. Um, Okay, so this is about Vaishnava's compassion. Today also happens to be Sri Lochandas Thakur's Avirbhav Divas. So we will discuss little bit about Lochandas Thakur and little bit about Lochandas Thakur. Not much is known. Apart from that, he is devotee of Lord Gauranga. But we will discuss little about Chaitanya Mangal, which is one of the prominent biographies of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Apart from Chaitanya Charitamrita, written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, apart from Chaitanya Bhagavat, written by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, and Chaitanya Chandramrit, written by Kavi Karanapura, Chaitanya Chandramrit Natak is also written by Kavi Karanapura. Chaitanya Chandramrit is also a compilation of prayers to Lord Chaitanya, which is compiled by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. Then Murari Gupta's Kadcha, which are available, which is called as Shri Krishna Chaitanya Charit, which is also biography of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Swarup Damodar Goswami also had Kadcha, but they are not available. From which Raghunath Das Goswami delivered classes on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lifetime pastimes on the bank of Radhakund, hearing which Kaviraj Goswami wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Chaitanya Mangal is also one of the prominent biographies of pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Are there any other biographies? At least this much I know and remember. Okay. So he prays to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Bhakti Prema Mahargaratna Nikara Tyagena Santoshayan. This is composed by Lochandas Thakur, whose appearance day is today. Bhaktan Bhakta Janarti Nishkruti Vidhao Purnavatirana Kalau Pashandan Parichurnayantri Jagatam Hunkara Vajrangushai Shri Sanyasi Shiromanir Vijayatam Chaitanya Rupa Prabhu. So what has he has pleased Lord he has pleased all the devotees by giving the treasure of Prema Bhakti. And he has removed all the miseries of all the devotees, and therefore Purnava Tirana Kalo. His Purna Avatar means his Krishna himself in Kali Yuga. Pashandan Parichurnayan Trijagatam. He has destroyed the atheistic mentality by Hunkara Vajrangushai, by the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Sri Sanyasi Shiromani, he is the crest jewel of all sannyasis, Vijayatam Chaitanya Rupa Prabhu, in the form, who has come in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Purnavatar has come as of in the form of Lord Chaitanya. So I will just mention one proof of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is mentioned by Lochandas Thakur, citing from Bhagavad Gita. So, and then we will speak of two small pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, narrated only in Chaitanya Mangal. I mean, in other books, they are not repeated. So, okay. So, before I speak of Lochandas Thakur's that verse, can anybody guess Krishna giving a hint of his coming as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bhagavad Gita? Yes, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. Can you pinpoint where is the hint? Okay, yes. That's true. Like he mentions that first paritrana, first before, what is the verse before that? Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttana madharmasya tadatmanam surjamyam. This is true for any avatar. Okay? For all four yugas this is applicable. But the next verse, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. First hint is sambhavami means Krishna himself in his complete form, not as avatar, but as avatari. Sambhavami. Okay? And then is yuge yuge. So first yuge means couplet. Yuga राधा कृष्ण प्राण मोरा युगल किशोर. युगल मीन्स कपलेट, कपल और कपलेट. युगे एंड नेक्स्ट युग मीन्स द टाइम पीरियड ऑफ युग. ओके सो युगे युगे मीन्स कपलेट युग. विच इज कपलेट युग? इन ब्रह्मास वन डे देर इज वन कपलेट युग विच इज युग संधि विच इज द्वापर एंड एंड ऑफ द्वापर एंड बिगिनिंग ऑफ कली. दैट टाइम संभवामी फर्स्ट एज कृष्ण देन एज चैतन्य. सो दिस इज रिवील्ड बाय लोचनदास ठाकुर इन चैतन्य मंगल. नाउ वी विल सी टू वेरी ब्यूटिफुल पास्ट टाइम्स. वन हैपन्ड एट हाउस ऑफ श्रीवास श्रीवास ठाकुर एंड अनदर हैपन्ड इन हिज ओन हाउस इन नवदीप एंड मिस जगन्नाथ मिश्रा शशी देवीज हाउस योगपीठ एंड वन हैपन्ड इन श्रीवास ठाकुर हाउस. सो फर्स्ट द पास्ट टाइम एट श्रीवास ठाकुर हाउस. He was ecstatically chanting and dancing and he said, listen all the devotees, I will give you a formula how you can attain Radha Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. And then he chants this verse, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam Kalau Nasteva 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 Gatiranyatham. So, one meaning of this is described by Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but a different angle is described by Lochandas Thakur here. So, Mahaprabhu says, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam. So, three times he mentions because he wants to emphasize, Vyasadeva wants to emphasize Krishna's name, Hari and Hari's name are non-different. Therefore, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama. Because Hari and Hari's name are non-different. And in Kali Yuga especially, Hari comes Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Especially, it is always true that Nama and Nami are non-different. But especially in Kali Yuga, Nama is so merciful that immediately the Nama manifests Nami very quickly. So, depending on how offenseless one is. So this is understanding of Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama. Why three times? Because Hari and Hari's name is non-different. Eva Kevalam. Harer Nama Eva Kevalam. There is one beautiful meaning hidden in there. Nama Eva means Nama Matra. Means Nama Bhas. One meaning. Nama Eva means Nama Matra. Means Nama Bhas. Which gives Kevalam, means Kaivalya, means liberation. Even Harer Nama Eva Kevalam means even Namabhas can give liberation. What is hidden meaning is, then if real name in full-fledged manifestation will give Premananda only. If only the semblance of name can give liberation, then the complete name, Shuddha Naam, will give Prem. That is hidden meaning of this. Now, Kalau Nasteva 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 Gati Ranyatha means, if you worship any other god, then you have no destination. Therefore, three times Nasteva Nasteva Nasteva. Just worship Radha Krishna and with this Hari Naam. And how to worship this Hari Naam? गो गोपी गोपाल संगे ध्यान हरि नाम जानी मे ए सब अर्थ वेदेर प्रमाण. महाप्रभु सिंह आई एम स्पीकिंग फ्रॉम वैदिक अथॉरिटी दैट चैंट हरि नाम थिंकिंग ऑफ गो गोपी एंड गोपाल. गो मीन्स काउज ऑफ वृंदावन, गोपी मीन्स राधारानी एंड अदर अष्ट सखीज एंड कृष्ण. सो महाप्रभु सिंह इफ यू चैंट लाइक दिस वेरी क्विकली यू विल गेट कृष्ण प्रेम. So, go gopi gopala sange dhyana hari nama jani be seba artha vedera pramana. So, this is how if you chant, you will get Radha Krishna, like that Mahaprabhu says there. And now I will speak of the pastime which happened, which is called as Premadan Leela. Happened at his own house, which is this Yogpit. So, he was distributing Prem to everybody. Mahaprabhu is distributing Prem. And at that time, Shuklambar Brahmachari comes. We know Shuklambar Brahmachari, very dear associate of Lord Chaitanya. But in pastime, they are acting as if they are sadhakas who want prem. Okay? So the Shuklambar Brahmachari comes and he falls at lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he says that, "Oh Lord Chaitanya, oh Gauranga, please give me love for Krishna." So he says that, "I have gone everywhere. I have done all austerities. I have gone to Dwaraka. I have gone to Vrindavan. I struggled a lot there doing all sorts of tapasya. So please give me Krishna Prem." So Gauranga Mahaprabhu reply is very shocking. He says that simply because you are doing Tirthatan, do you think I should give you Krishna Prem? Even jackals and dogs go to Vrindavan. What difference does it make to me? Like that he says. Very heavy statement. And then he says that you should invoke the bhav for Krishna, then you can understand that Dham has mercy upon you. And then he quotes this very beautiful verse, which I think he himself has composed because there is no reference given. And with that, I will conclude. Meena snana parah phani pamanabhug meshopi paranashanaha shashvat brahmyati chakri gaurapi bako dhyane sada tishthati garte tishthati mushikopi gahane simvah sada vartate kimte sham phalam asti hanta tapasa sadbhava siddhim vina. He says, simply by doing austerities, do you think Krishna will be pleased? He gives many examples. If by taking bath, simply by taking bath, Krishna would have become pleased, then meena snana para. Fish is 24 hours taking bath. Has fish become devotee of Krishna? No. Oh, so by staying hungry, maybe Krishna is pleased. Okay? So then it is mentioned, phani pamanabhuk. The cobra eats air, like he is taking out his tongue out and trying to drink air. And many, many days it can stay by drinking air, the snake. So has snake become a devotee of Krishna? Yes, Kaliya has become, but not snake in general. So what about eating only leaves? Can one become devotee? No, meshopi paranashana. Goat lives on leaves only. He lives on leaves. So goat has not become devotee. What about traveling? Like they say, like a sannyasi travels everywhere. So by traveling, does one become devotee? So answer is no. Shashat brahmeti chakri gaurapi. What is it called? The oil... oil pressing machine, the bull that runs the oil pressing machine, it is constantly traveling. Has he become devotee by traveling? No. What about meditation? Bako dhyane sada tishthati. The crane is always meditating. Like, looks like it is meditating. But he hasn't obtained Krishna. What about going inside the earth and staying there? Garte tishtati mushi kopi. Even the rat goes inside the earth and stays there. Has he become devotee? No. What about staying in caves? Simha sada vartate. Lion stays in cave only. Kim tesham phalamasti hanta tapasa. What is the fruit of their austerities? Nothing. Sadbhava siddhim vina. Without attempting to please Krishna, all their austerities are in vain. So like that, Tochandas Thakur mentions here, stressing the importance of Krishna Bhakti, striving for Krishna Bhakti. And within Krishna Bhakti, yes, one needs to perform some austerities like following Ekadashi nicely, following the devotional principles and other things. So, just finally, at the end, Prabhupada, his favorite bhajan was Hari Hari Vifale Janam Gonayenu, when I think he told to Yamuna Mataji or Govinda Dasi Mataji, Yamuna Mataji, huh? And but during this, Lochandas Thakur's bhajan, Prabhupada would choke many times. Parama Karuna Pahu Duijana Nitai Gaurachandra Sabavatara Sarashiromani Kevala Nandakanda Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sudruda Vishwasakori Vishaya Chadiya Serase Majiya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari देखो रे भाई त्रिभुवने नाय एमन दयाल दाता पशु पक्षी झुरे पाषाण विदरे सुनि जर गुण गाथा संसारे माझिया रोहिले पोरिया से पदे नहिलो आशा आपन कर्म भुंजये शमन कोहो लोचन दास. दिस इज कंपोज बाय श्री लोचन दास ठाकुर. So with that note, we will conclude. Jai Shri Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Lochandas Thakur Pad ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande.